This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening, as the Marshfield Tigers just won the JV game 47-33 a short time ago. Mark Halverson and Janelle Sopland getting set to call the main event tonight, as the Lady Tigers of Marshfield come in here with a record of 13-7 overall, 9-1 in their conference, Wisconsin Valley, against 4-15 Chippewa, 1-10 in the BRC. Non-conference game here on a Monday night. But this is the time of the season, late going, Janelle, that obviously the teams are thinking about, you know, finishing and finishing well. As we're going to hear from Taylor Varsha, the head coach of the Tigers here shortly, getting that postseason readiness, right?
Absolutely. At this point of the season, obviously a team like Marshfield, who's consistently had a really strong program, is probably looking to shore up some things. They're strong in their conference right now, and had some tough non-conference competition, so they're looking to probably also think that seeding, you know, where am I going to end up in that seeding within the sectional, whereas Chi High is, you know, really just thinking, I think, these last couple weeks about momentum and trying to get into the playoffs with, you know, just a little bit of momentum with things going their way on the court.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of my more memorable girls basketball broadcasts have been Chi High and Marshfield. I can tell you two of them. Chi High went to Marshfield and won to go to state with a very talented bunch, but it was much younger and sooner than people thought, with Monica Mayrie and Kelsey Hewitt and even Greta Lehman. And then the next year, Chi High was number one, undefeated, and Marshfield, in overtime, beat them at the Eagles Nest at Eau Claire Memorial. So two of the more memorable games. And again, don't even tell me the year. It's been a while, but still.
Absolutely. No, the programs have good history. Both of them do. And, you know, Marshfield down for several years has been, you know, in the mix of going to state. And obviously Chi High has been there throughout the years, too. I really do think it's a important non-conference matchup. Now, it's a little bit lopsided right now with where things have been with us for the last couple of years, but you want to still continue to play, and especially play the middle and the east side of the states, because of how the sectional lines up. It is important that you have some common opponents. But yeah, those I remember, you know, just hearing about those games even, and really great tradition between these two teams.
We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of our two coaches' conversations, Taylor Varsha, the former Marshfield Tiger player herself, from, I think, 2012, alum of that year, and then later Becca Bestel on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Taylor Varsho, head coach of the Lady Tigers. And coach, overall 13-7 on the season. This regular season starting to wind down a bit.
Yeah, you know, I think another non-conference opponent tonight, you know, opponent in the Big Rivers. I'm really excited about this matchup. I think both of our teams, you know, sync up well with one another. And, you know, obviously playing our conference and wanting to win our conference, but it's also nice to see other teams that are going to be in our sectional.
Spash, the only team ahead of you in the Valley Conference.
Yeah, it was a tough loss last Monday. Lost by 1 point. We're leading. It was kind of a back-and-forth game. And so I thought my kids played well. I thought, you know, having two starters out, a couple kids stepped up. Haley Klum stepped up and filled that starting role position. You know, just trying to get our kids healthy and back on the court and overall just play possession by possession and just keep getting better. You know, our goal is to be ready by our first playoff game, whoever we end up playing, and that's the goal, is to have a full squad by the end of the season.
I'm just curious, you know, you were very good in saving your name here at the table. One of the people at the table said, she was a great player. And you played, I mean, Division I at Colorado State, later Sioux Falls. And but a lot of times on the higher level, they'll talk about the better the player, it makes it more difficult to be a great coach. How do you, as you were a very accomplished high school player, how does that work for you as a coach?
You know, I think just taking and being knowledgeable, obviously, in the game, obviously being a player. I mean, it's different being in that coaching box and in that role. But I do know, you know, like what it takes to be great. And that's the mentality that we're trying to instill in these young ladies, is not only to create memories and create lifelong skills, but also to win and win a championship. You know, that's the end goal, is to make it to state and win a gold ball. You know, I think the last time the Tigers went to state was 2009, you know, when I was a freshman and I literally wasn't on the varsity team but got pulled up for tournament time. So I think that's the mentality, and I don't know if they truly know what that feels like. You know, we play against really great competition, and our sectional is one of the toughest in the state. I'm sure Becca would tell you that too. And, you know, we play against ranked opponents all the time. You know, the Kimberleys, the Ninas, the Eau Claire Memorial's ranked 10th, you know, which is in their conference. So, you know, I think just, you know, keep battling every game, keep getting better, and the progress will come. But it does. It takes a long time to, you know, when you're a head varsity coach, no one knows what you go through unless you're in that position. You know, if you're in charge of a K-12 program, if you're in charge of, you know, whatever grade levels you are, you want to instill that winning mentality, you know, in good ball players. By the time they get to you, you don't want to be teaching fifth grade and fourth grade material. So I think it's definitely a challenging spot, and one that, you know, we're always looking for great coaches. But I truly believe my coaching staff helps with that, and having really good coaches around us, challenging us, and making us better every day.
All right, we had a lengthy conversation there with Coach Taylor Varsho. She also talked about their leading scorer, Ashley Grankervitz, the 5'11 senior. But their third leading scorer is out due to injury tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back in 90 seconds, we'll hear from head coach Becca Bestel of the Cards on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals, a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Cardinal Countdown on a Monday night. Second straight Monday here. Chi-High Girls Hoops. Becca Vestal now on FM 103.1 AM 680 and wogo.com. And Coach, since we last saw you guys had a game on Friday against Eau Claire North, a competitive contest.
Yeah, we played really well for a good chunk of that game. We couldn't finish it, unfortunately. We kind of succumbed to the pressure and the physicality and got in a little bit of foul trouble, got tired, that kind of thing in the second half, and lost the lead about halfway through the second half. And so, but, I mean, played really well up until that point. And it's shown as the, you know, as far, it's shown how far our team has come in the last months, couple months.
You had a recent stretch of three really strong teams in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against North, but, you know, maybe it wasn't on the same level. And now all of a sudden you've got Marshfield tonight, 13-7,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Menominee coming in just a couple of days. So another two very good teams back to back.
Yeah, and you know, as always, we're focused on improvements. We're focused on showing that we have gotten better in some of the areas that we've struggled with all season. And that last three game stretch is the same kind of thing. And so we're looking at fixing some of the things that we did poorly against North, especially in the second half, and then taking momentum from these two games into our next one.
And so seeing those opportunities, right? Being able to the ball handling. And you get that ball around the basket, being able to convert that. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously love to see that offensive average. You got 52 the other night. That was above your season average.
I mean, it was helpful. Sarah Chafee scored 18 in the first half. And so that pulled us up at halftime. But the problem the other night is that we couldn't find anybody else that was scoring at that point. In the games that we've won or the games that we've been tight, we've had one or two people usually that have stepped up behind the leading scorer and gotten to almost the double digits or close to it, and we just couldn't find the bottom of the basket the other night. And I think if we can finish some of that stuff, we'd be a lot better off and cut the turnovers. We would win turnovers.
And finally, what about defending Marshfield? It starts with Grankervitz averaging 15 a game. Everybody else in single digits for them.
Well, I mean, their entire lineup are three-point shooters, and so we can't leave them open out there, but at the same time, like, they're dribbling, they're athletic, and they're going hard to the rim, and so we have to have our help side there in case somebody gets beat because they're playing so tight on our three-point shooters. So hoping they don't shoot well tonight, but we'll see how that goes.
All right, we wish you the best tonight and talk to you afterwards.
Thank you, appreciate you being here.
Head coach Becca Bestel here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Mark Halverson and Janelle Soplin, and time now for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Well, even from, I mean, certainly, I mean, the recipe for a victory would be fantastic, but hearing Coach Bestel say, hey, we want to continue to improve.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's kind of trying to define a couple of areas, maybe one or two things on each end of the floor. Offensively, probably is still continuing to take care of the basketball. I think as a coach, sometimes you can live with a night where you just don't shoot well. You know, you just couldn't find the rim, but if it's a matter of not getting shots off and taking care of the basketball, that's going to be tough. And I think Coach Bestel referred to it defensively. We got to be able to defend the three. I was just looking over Marshfield's stats, and some of their three-point shooters are excellent, almost 40%, some 36, 37, 38%. So being able to defend the three while not getting beat off the dribble, I think, is going to be the key on the defensive end.
Absolutely. Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls here as we're getting closer to tip-off. And girls high school hoops here on a Monday night, a very busy week. Tomorrow night, the Chi-High Cardinal hockey team playing such excellent hockey these days. What is it, four straight shutouts, and they won at least a share of the conference title, first time since 89. They go to win it outright tomorrow night as they have a home game that you'll catch tomorrow night here
on
WOGO. I believe
ranked number one. Did they just get
number
the number one ranking?
The number one seed in the tournament, too. We'll take a break when we come back. The starting lineups in basketball, Cheyenne Marshfield girls, coming next on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin, courtside for this one, Cheyenne Marshfield. And the Lady Tigers are being introduced first. Let's introduce them to you. First, 5'5 and a junior, averaging 5.2 a game. Number one, Mackenzie Holm. Another starter, 5'4 and a junior. Number four, averaging 9 points a game. Their second leading scorer, Zeta Kolbeck. 5'9 sophomore, averaging 5.6 a game. Number 12, Haley Klum. Their leading scorer, 5'11 senior. Number 21, averaging 15 a game, Ashley Grankervitz. And finally, for Marshfield, the fifth starter, whose height I did not write down. There she is, yeah. 5'10 junior, number 25, Emma Ridgeway. And again, they've got two starters injured. Their third and fourth leading scorers, Rayella Schuler at 7.5 a game and Ayanna Busum at 7 a game, both 5'11 seniors out, as well as a freshman out tonight. Meanwhile, for your Cheyenne Cardinals, the starters tonight, 5'8 junior, number 3, Sarah Chafee. Also the Cards going with 5'7 junior, number 10, Roslyn Twyman. For Chippewa Falls, 5'11 sophomore, number 12, Riley Turhark. 5'10 sophomore, number 15, Claire Heppner. And 5'8 junior, number 20, Addie Seaholm. Failed to tell you, Marshfield coached by Taylor Varsho. You heard her in the pregame. And Cheyenne coached by Becca Bestel. All right, we'll have two 18-minute halves. We've got Marshfield in the orange uniforms, different jerseys than what they were sporting in the junior varsity contest. This looks like, if you know, New Richmond or Bloomer uniforms, that's a lot what they look like, the orange with the black numerals and the white for the trim. And Cheyenne in the home, white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim. We're about ready to play ball.
I think another key tonight for the Cards is to not go into those scoring droughts. Yeah. We talked about that last Monday, just not having those 5-6 minute droughts on the court.
And we are underway. And right away, Marshfield block shot and then scrambling for it on the ground. Chai gets it out of there, wrestling with it. Chafee and taken away by the Marshfield player. And that is Zeta Kolbeck. And now Marshfield on the outside on the attack, right to left.
Chihai, pretty fortunate there. Marshfield had a good look off the tip, but we were able to get a couple of blocks.
Yeah, and there's the missed shot down low by Emma Ridgeway, that 5'10 junior, and a whistle and a foul with 17:33 to go. And Claire Heppner gets her first personal, first team.
I was blocked out there, but I think they called her for a push on the rebound.
Okay. And so they'll take it from underneath the basket. The bounce pass in, down low, getting it to Clum, and then take it away by the Cardinals. And Seaholm out of there with it. Ahead to Chafee on the left side. You heard Coach Best will talk about Chafee's 18 points just in the first half the other night. In the loss to North, 65-52.
Yeah, fun game to watch Sarah in the first half. She was on fire from the three, but I think the difference was also that she was hitting some drives.
Twyman fell down, and then the Marshfield player advances down Ridgeway for two, and they lead it 2-0 early. Full court press from the Tigers, and Twyman on the far side hands it off in the backcourt to Turhark, the sophomore, across the timeline on top to Chafee. Chafee, three-pointer, on the money, and the Cardinals lead it 3-2.
Exactly the start the Cardinals were looking for, and Marshfield's press just looks to be a man-to-man, so if they clear out, they can bring it up. Nice to see Terhark bring up the ball a little bit.
Into the forecourt comes Marshfield. Kolbeck working it on the outside. And number one, Holm, brings it on top. They work it to the left wing to Kolbeck. She's their second-leading scorer at 9 a game. Keep your eye out for 21, Grankervitz. To the left corner. The drive, kicking it outside to Kolbeck again.
Really nice patience here by Marshfield offensively.
Yeah. Shot put up baseline, but a charge on number four,
ooh,
Kolbeck.
We'll take it.
First personal and first team on the Tigers with 16-12 to go first half.
I think she was surprised about that call, but the referee is saying that she gave a little extra arm there. But really nice ball movement there.
So the Cardinals with a 3-2 lead again against that full court pressure. In the backcourt, Seaholm. As Chai bringing it left to right, switches to the left-handed dribble. Across the timeline on the far side. Trying to direct traffic a little bit. Seaholm picks up the dribble and then falling down. And it's going to be a whistle as Terhark falling to the floor. And it's going to go on number one, Mackenzie Holm. First personal, second team on Marshfield. 15:59 left. First half. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
Turnover there. Chafee looked to go inside to Heppner. She had her player, but just didn't hold her pin.
All right, so Marshfield now an open three and bypassing that Kolbeck, and now they gets it off to a teammate who airballs one from out on top. Marshfield trying to save it, does. Off Seaholm, out of bounds, saved by Ridgeway. So it'll be Kolbeck who will inbound it here. I believe it was Mackenzie Holm who missed that three from outside.
Yep, it was Holm. Marshfield has passed up quite a few threes.
Yeah.
You can see they're working on the shot fake.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's something they saw on film, that our players go for that shot fake, but they're definitely doing a lot of that.
They tried to throw it off the Chihai player again to have it go out of bounds. That didn't work, and now the Cardinals against the pressure after the Marshfield turnover. Advancing into the forecourt, Twyman on the far side. Gets it back to Chafee. She works it down low. Seaholm in traffic, getting doubled. Kicks it out. Chafee into the left corner. Twyman shot on the way. Off the rim, no good. Marshfield getting the rebound. Ridgeway with it.
Good ball movement there for the Cardinals. It went inside to Seaholm. She got double teamed, found Chafee, who went for the extra pass.
Yeah.
Probably like to see Chafee hit that one. Not that I don't like to see her making that extra pass there, but if she has the...
She's had a hot hand.
Yeah, she's had the hot hand. Like to see her take that shot.
Inside of 15 minutes to go, first half, 3 minutes gone. Mark Halverson, Janelle Seaholm, Greg Stewart manning the controls back at our WOGO studio. He'll be calling Chihai Hockey for you tomorrow night. Looking for that conference title. Kick outside. There's the shot on the way, and missed that time by Grankervitz. And the Cardinals down with the rebound. Good job by Terhark. And left-handed dribble now Chafee across the timeline. Chihai bringing it left to right. Man-to-man defense, Mackenzie Holm on her. Chafee with a bit of a height advantage there. Kick it outside to Chafee on top. She fakes. She gets herself a little bit of room. Puts it up off the back iron. No. Long rebound out to the Cardinals. Tracked down by Terhark.
Yeah, you'll take advantage of the
long. Middle drive. Has it blocked. Recovers her own shot. Down low. She's going to get tied up. And the possession arrow goes Chihai's way, so the Cards will keep it.
Yeah, really nice ball movement here for Chi High. Exactly what we talked about, taking care of the basketball, coming out of the stretch, not turning it over. I know we have two, but really good job of taking care of the basketball. Now we'd like to see us get some shots off.
Right. It looks like an improved basketball product out there with 14:10 to go, and now some subs. Willa Reisinger, the 5'11 sophomore, and also Jillian Wick, the 5'6 sophomore, into the game for both Roz Twyman and Claire Heppner. Chahai on the inbounds pass. On the outside, Wick, and there's Chafee. The fake. Now she'll dribble on the left baseline, kicks it to Wick in the corner. Trouble grabbing it, then fires a very difficult pass to be retrieved by Reisinger at her feet, and the Cardinals turn it over at the other end. Block shot.
Nice
block job by Terhark.
Awesome job on the defensive end there. Her volleyball skills showing on that one.
Haley Klum, the 5'9 sophomore, greeted by Terhark there, who has about 2 inches on her. And some good defense so far as Zeta Kolbeck gets it in. There's the shot from the left wing. Missed, no good by Gracie Ridgeway, a 5'9 junior in off the bench for Marshfield. Cards still lead at 3-2.
Nice rebound on the defensive end by Jillian Wick.
And there's a whistle, and it's going to be a reach-in foul on home. That's going to be her second with 13:42 to go here first half. Third team foul on Marshfield, and it's going to get a sub into the game. Kaylee Sharon, a 5'8 senior. Again, Marshfield's bench a little light today. Their third and fourth leading scorers out, both 5'11 seniors.
Absolutely, and that's something that you hope the Cardinals can somehow take advantage of here tonight, that you know they have 14 points essentially sitting on the bench from what they're normally used to and trying to take advantage. But this is exactly what we talked about. 3-2 game, but you'd like to see us get a bucket here and just not have these stretches where we're four or five empty possessions.
Yeah, and Chafee misses the driving layup. Unfortunately, would have made it 5-2, and here comes Marshfield to the other end. We've had the one lead change so far. Marshfield had the early 2-0 lead. The three-pointer from Chafee gave Chi High the lead.
Well, and those baskets that bunny that Chafee just missed, those were the ones that were going in against North. The inside-out game, and you just need to get those to drop here on your home court.
Right. Marshfield, a deliberate possession, and there's the shot from outside, and the three-pointer good for Zeta Kolbeck, and she gives them the lead back at 5-3.
Marshfield is just continuing with some pressure.
Ball out of bounds to Marshfield, so Chafee was being hassled a bit, and last touched by the Cardinals with 12:47 left first half.
Those are those frustrating turnovers because they're not even running a trapping press right now. It's just a matter of taking care of the basketball one-on-one with your matchup.
Yeah. On the outside, Marshfield, Gracie Ridgeway. She's going to try to work on Seaholm. A whistle and a foul. 12:36 left first half, and it's going to be on Seaholm, her first, and the second on the Cards as a team.
Chi High is going to continue to play man-to-man, and probably about the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season here, they've been kind of running a man-to-man defense where they switch all screens. Our lineup doesn't have a huge difference in height, and so we've been working on switching all screens.
Grankervitz buries the three from the deep right corner, and that's where she averages the 15 a game, a very effective shot, and all of a sudden now down 8-3. And the pressure in the backcourt, and Coach Bestel wanting a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 30-second timeout back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly, and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Mark Halverson, Janelle Seaholm at the Birdcage at Chi High, where the Cards trail at 8-3, facing the full court press of Marshfield. Janelle.
Yeah, and another poor inbound pass there, unfortunately, by Terhark. And you'd like to see Chi High put themselves in a little bit better position. The press break really right now is just a matter of getting open, but Marshfield, give them credit, really good pressure man-to-man defense.
Fifth turnover for the Cards unofficially to two from Marshfield with just over 12 minutes left here first half. The orange and black of the Tigers moving the ball right to left here, one-third of the way into this first half. There's Grankervitz, the 5'11 senior. She hit her first three a short time ago. Seaholm matched against her, giving up some inches. There's the shot up off, no good. Rebound, Marshfield crashing the boards for that offensive carom. Here's Grankervitz, left corner, and hit both sides of the rim, no good. Terhark with the rebound for the Cards. Hands it off to Seaholm in the backcourt.
Nice rebound by Riley there. That's her third rebound of this half.
Chafee. They work it on the outside. Again, aggressive defense from Marshfield. Terhark trying to penetrate into it. On the right side, Seaholm taking it towards the lane on top to Chafee. Chafee now looking down low to Seaholm.
Spin nice
move.
Up and under.
Nice, got it. She got her own rebound. Seaholm in traffic and then loses it to the Tigers.
Good rebound inside by Seaholm, unfortunately.
Block shot again. A nice block by Terhark, her second. And then a tie-up. And the possession are appointed Marshfield's way. They'll keep it with 11:13 left here in the half.
Two buckets there the last two times down the court that the Cardinals would like to have. Great up and under move.
Boy,
and just not able to finish. Then you get your old board, but you know she definitely has a height disadvantage when there. And then trying to get out of four people.
Right.
Some of those
things, even when we're seeing some progression from maybe when we were just on a week ago, but the same thing, you know, with continued work, you know, you can see better things, you know, for next year out of this team, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to continue to grow and hope that those little things start to go your way.
Missed shot by Marshfield. Cards get it back into the forecourt now. Less than 11 minutes left here, first half.
I wish I would have wrote down at what time of the game Chafee hit that three, but these are exactly what we were talking about.
It was
about
a while ago, yeah. And then the Marshfield steal, they get it up ahead, and then the two from Colbeck, who now has five, and the Cards down 10-3, and it's an 8-0 run for Marshfield at the moment. And the full court pressure, Wick in the backcourt, and the Cards turn it over again. So seventh turnover, and so,
Absolutely, and that's the hard part. You know, you try and get some of your stronger guards a quick breather, and, you know, they're right back in trying to help with the press break.
So Seaholm getting a break, and Terhark and Wick all out of the game. And we'll set the high lineup for you in a moment. Marshfield getting it on the attack after another steal, and then making her way inside and scoring. Haley Klum makes it 12-3.
Excellent pump fake there by Klum, and Sarah Chafee went for it, and she was able to get it in for two.
And racing to the other end, Twyman, and they lose it out of bounds. It'll be Chi-High basketball. And underneath the basket, Roz Twyman will handle the inbounds. She's also got Claire Heppner on the floor with her. Olivia Bergerson out there, the 5'8 sophomore, number one. Chafee still on the floor. And there's a drive and a ball stolen away from Chafee as she made her way inside. And Marshfield to the other end. So Marshfield certainly the aggressor, and then missing the three-pointer from outside Colbeck and out to Chippewa with 10:05 left here, first half.
Yeah, after the first two possessions, Marshfield really picked it up defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You could just see that their pressure, and we struggle with teams that are, just like to use the word long, you can see, you know, from the looking at Marshfield, they're just lengthy, and they have arms, and those are the types of teams that we've struggled with taking care of the basketball.
Twyman on top to Chafee now. Also, Willow Reisinger, the 5'11 sophomore out there for Coach Bestel as well. Twyman on the left side drops it into the corner. Bergerson's going to shoot the three off the rim. No good. Rebound yanked down by the Tigers, and that's Emma Ridgeway. Into the forecourt they bring it right to left. On top to Colbeck. Need to get on her. Second leading scorer at 9 a game, and she's already got 5. Colbeck working on Twyman, takes it in for a layup and scores.
Well, that's a tough battle right there for Twyman because she's trying hard not to pick up her second foul this early in the first half, and just too easy to the basket.
12-0 run for Marshfield, and there's Bergerson going to miss another one from the left corner, and the rebound to Marshfield. One and none for the Cards as Colbeck snares the carom into the forecourt, hands it off to Grankervitz.
You know, Mark, I'm really impressed with Marshfield's decision-making and patience. There have been times that they are, you know, up the court quick.
Yeah.
And, ooh, excellent feed inside.
There's two more on the left wing, and that's going to be Ridgeway, who scored their first basket, and she gets this one to make it a 16-3 game, and it's a 14-0 run for the Tigers. And this is where you talk about just anything to put out the fire here.
Absolutely, and you know, that's a really nice play by Grankervitz there. You can shows you she can pass as well.
And there's the long range for Chafee off. No good. Rebound down to Marshfield. Three straight missed threes for the Cardinals, but at least they haven't turned it over. Klum into the forecourt. 8.5 minutes left first half, or into the latter half of the first half now. And nice drop inside and a missed shot by Klum, but followed up and in by Ridgeway for another two. She's got 6. And a timeout, Chippewa. 8:20 left in the first half, and Marshfield on a 16-0 run, taking it to the Cards, leading them 18-3 on WDOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mark Halverson, Janelle Seaholm, the Birdcage at Chippewa Falls, where the Cards actually, after trailing 2-0, got a three from Sarah Chafee, the lead 3-2, and then Marshfield. Starting with their defense, but continuing with a very team-oriented offense on a 16-0 run, lead this game 18-3, Janelle.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games where you're hoping maybe with Marshfield having a couple starters out, that just anything mentally to help give you that edge, but give Marshfield credit. And honestly, a team that's going to go deep in the playoffs, if that's Marshfield's goal, you got to be solid off the bench, and they're proving that tonight.
Right, and so Twyman on top, gets it right side to Seaholm, who's back into the game now. Left-handed dribble, picks it up. Wick in the left corner. Wick's going to drive into the lane, puts up a little hook shot for two, and Wick gets the Cards off the 16-0 string.
Yeah, a really nice little jump hook in there. At this point, anything that drops, you're going to take.
Yeah, that was, and again, she's good at penetrating, and she's a great free throw shooter, so you love to see her take the ball to the hoop with the potential of drawing a foul.
Absolutely. Chi-Hai is going to stay matched up man-to-man right now defensively, and you can see that Marshfield's looking to take us off the dribble, you know, which makes sense. Chi-Hai is probably going to be in a position where they need to pressure a little bit more down this early in the game.
And again, we had some fouls early, three on Marshfield and two on Chi-Hai, but the whistles have been less frequent lately as the ball goes through the hands of the Marshfield player Klum and out of bounds on the far side, so Chahai will get it. That's just the third Marshfield turnover to eight for the Cardinals.
Right, and that's the difference in the basketball game right now. If you look at what's happening offensively, Marshfield, for the most part, down on their end of the floor, they're getting good looks and taking care of the basketball. And, you know, Chahai, you have eight turnovers in the first 10 minutes of the game. It's going to be tough to get any momentum going.
Seaholm. On the right wing, gets it to Twyman. Twyman into the lane, puts up a left-handed shot, no good, gets her own rebound, follows it up, blocked, and a foul with 6:57 left here first half.
I'd like to see Chi-Hai look at going backdoor a little bit more. Marshfield is playing some pressure defense. See if we can't get a couple of backdoor cuts.
So Twyman to the free throw line after the foul on Holm. It's her third of four fouls. And Twyman hitting the first one, a 53% free throw shooter.
Obviously, I would assume Holmes going to be sitting the rest of this half with three fouls.
Yeah.
And again, you're looking for any of those little things that you could maybe find to take advantage of. If she's, you know, not somebody who's normally their starter, I'm not sure. Or if she is, then you're looking at three, you know, with the two that aren't playing today on the bench. And hopefully Chai can make a little run.
Twyman's second free throw is good as well. That'll up that 53% free throw.
She would have got a second shot at that. There was a lane violation on Marshfield, but you definitely get to take your shot still. So she made it. She was looking for a third one. she wanted to take another.
That would be nice if you could get three free throws when you were shooting a two.
Yeah, a lane violation. If you make it, you get another one. Right. We could invent some new rules here.
Colbeck misses on the drive. Cards out of there with it now. Trailing 18-7. They've cut a little bit of this Marshfield lead now. The far side, Seaholm picked up her dribble, looking around. On top, she gets it to Wick. Wick back to Seaholm, down low, puts it up, and wanted it to go. My goodness. All right, well, goes the other way.
Well, and Marshfield has an injured player on the court. You can see right there, number 10. She looks like she tweaked her ankle. That's
all right, she's near tears right now.
She
we've got
slipped.
A 30-second timeout. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
.626 left first half. Chahai trailing 18-7. Marshfield basketball. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Tigers with the ball as they attack right to left. And good job by Wick intercepting the bounce pass intended for Haley Klum. Marshfield's fourth turnover. Chahai into the forecourt. Seaholm. And we got a push called on the
Twyman,
Cardinals.
I think.
Yeah, it is Twyman. Away from the ball.
That's her second, I believe. Oh, first.
Yeah. And the fourth team, well, third team foul on the Cards. So Twyman and Heppner and Seaholm with fouls. 18-7 Marshfield, but yeah, given the Cards a little opportunities last few possessions, that offensive success rate is slowed just a bit, and a blocking foul on the Cards with 5:59 left here in the first half.
Interesting. The game started with a couple whistles, then it was quiet.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Now we're
Picking back up.
Picking
again.
Back up with the whistles a little bit.
The refs are reminding us they're here as Heppner gets her second fourth team foul on the Cards. This Coach Bestel talking with one of the refs and looking to get it in as Zeta Kolbeck.
Well, Bestel's just wondering what Heppner is being called for there, because yeah. I think it's one of those tough situations. It seems pretty ticky-tack. Mm. And
Kolbeck misses the reverse layup, and then it's the offensive rebound to Marshfield, and they get the hoop from Gracie Ridgeway off the bench to make it 20-7.
I just noticed both Gracie and Emma Ridgeway, both juniors. Do they look like twins? I just noticed that 25-3.
Yeah, the relation question I asked was Delaney Varsho, who hasn't played yet, and Coach Varsho, and she said they weren't related. But yeah, you're right. The two Ridgeways. I didn't get an official confirmation on that, but they 5'9 and 5'10, and they're both juniors. So yeah.
Turnover on the inbounds there. 5-second call. We couldn't even get the ball
the
in.
The Cards have struggled on some of these inbounds. So credit to Marshfield's defense. And they pop one in, and there's the shot from Grankovic. No good, but, boy, too many offensive rebounds for Marshfield.
Well, and early on in the game, Chahai was rebounding, and now you can see us getting tired. Really good help defense there by Wick as Seaholm got
Grankovic for three out on top, off the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound, Terhark. Look out. They're going to try to steal it away from you. And then Seaholm, and here comes Chippewa into the forecourt.
Unofficially, I have Terhark at five rebounds.
Long
for
shot for Chafee. No good. From the parking lot, and here comes Marshfield wanting to race down to the other end. Bounce fast on the left side to Sharon. And now they're working around on the outside. Way open is Kolbeck. She comes in for a two and shoots at the left side of the free throw line. No.
She was open so long she didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And then Marshfield does get called for a travel, but they had two more offensive rebounds on that possession.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't hurt yourself with the offensive defensively not rebounding.
Are you seeing a lack of boxing out then for Chahai?
Well, I think part of it is we're not in our position defensively sometimes to even box out. I know that sounds as crazy to be, but when you're stuck out of the help side or you're not seeing the shot get off, that's one of our problems.
Reisinger, left baseline, no good. And the rebound, Marshfield. Inside of 5 minutes now, and it's 20-7.
I thought she walked there.
I think she did. Kolbeck got away with one. And now she goes into the lane, misses the drive, rebound to the Cards. Chafee yanks it down. Sarah, the 5'8 junior, Cardinals leading scorer, and into the forecourt.
Well, and you can just see Marshfield. They're scrappy. They're all over Chafee here.
Yep. Good dribble drive, and she misses the shot. She had the three-pointer early, and she's been stuck on three. Here comes Marshfield back into the forecourt. Get it off to Kolbeck. There's the shot. Grankovic to the left side, and it's just not falling for her tonight. She has just the 1-3, but another offensive rebound. I don't want to say that anymore.
No, I don't, and I was watching. Seaholm was
there's the
boxed out on easy. That play, but nobody else.
Kaylee Sharon, the 5'8 senior, easy stuff, and it's 22-7 now. That lead up to 15, the biggest up there, the biggest of the night for Marcia. Matches what they had at 18-3.
Well, in the last few times down the court, even though we haven't turned it over, we have taken very quick shots.
Yeah.
You'd like to see us be able to work the ball and take care of it so that we can get a better shot.
Deflected pass from Chafee to Seaholm. Seaholm into the paint. She's going to put one up. Left hand got it to go.
Well, it seems like we're making the tough ones and not the easy ones.
Yeah, that was tougher, but she got it to go, and some nimble footwork down low, and the Cardinals 22-9 now as the Tigers into the forecourt.
Turnover for Marshfield.
And their sixth of the night to go to the nine for Chippewa, and Seaholm will take a seat now. And Terhark to get it in for the Cards against the full court press with Wick and Twyman in the backcourt helping her. Chafee and Reisinger further down the floor.
It truly is a man-to-man press. I have not seen Marshfield jump the ball handler at all or double screen.
And we got a pushing foul on Marshfield.
Number five, I think.
And it's going to go on Kaylee Sharon, the 5'8 senior, her first. And the sixth team foul. Marshfield leads it 22-9 here. 3:16 left. First half.
Maybe we can get to the free throw line here on the next foul. It's bonus. Find a way to get some scores with the clock stopped.
There we go. Good idea. Let's get into double digits on this possession. Oh, a deflected pass and stolen by Marshfield. And the Tigers into the forecourt. Grankervitz into the deep right corner to Ridgeway. Ridgeway going to work on Chafee. And the shot. Open outside to Kolbeck. She'll drive the lane, put it up, no good. Rebound down to the Cards. Terhark hands it off to Chafee. Here comes Sarah across the timeline. The off guard can handle the ball as well. Gets it on top to Twyman. Twyman's going to drive, kicks it left side. There's Terhark's shot, off and no good.
You know, and that's the right pass by Twyman out to Terhark, but it was at her feet. And those are the things that you talk about, those little things of, you know, hitting the shooter when their hands are up and ready to go, and that's a lot of times our problem. We're not hitting the shooter with a good pass, and then it's really just, you know, your shot is off by just that little bit.
For the novices listening, people are going, wow, there's a lot of things to remember. There's the shot up and good by the very effective Zeta Kolbeck. She's got seven to lead Marshfield in scoring, and they lead it 24-9.
And that's just one of the things you talk about a lot is, you know, doing your best to hit the hands of your teammates,
yeah,
hit that target.
Sure.
And when you're going down and the pass is a bounce pass at your feet and then you're not in shooting position, it just throws your shot off. You can see that happen to Terhark on that last possession.
And a deflected pass by Ridgeway. And then the Cards able to maintain possession until Marshfield does steal it away. And there's just a wide open layup at the other end with the left hand for Kolbeck. She's got nine now. Wow, they're going to call a violation somehow on the inbound. Against Wick.
I'm actually not sure what she did there. I learned something new this weekend. On a dead ball, the inbounder can actually dribble it.
Okay.
I learned a new rule this weekend.
You can inbound it when you're out of bounds?
When you're out of bounds?
Yeah.
You get like this, oh, no.
And Marshfield and Ridgeway loops one up and is fouled in the process. And she'll go to the line. She's got eight and Kolbeck has nine. And the lead grows to 28-9 now for Marshfield.
Yeah, I always thought the inbounder had to just hold the ball. I learned there's an imaginary 3x3 box that the referees say that you can move in, and you can even move one of your feet out of it.
So all these years of basketball, and you learned?
I did. I've always told my players you got to stand still if you're the inbounder, huh. and now I know. I learned that coaching eighth grade boys.
Wow, what do you know? And Ridgeway misses the free throw, and it's recovered by Twyman. The foul was on Terhark, her first. All right, the final 100 seconds of the first half, the ball knocked away from Twyman by Ridgeway. And again, they may be down a couple of starters, but Marshfield very confident here and comfortable in their game. And
absolutely.
Commanding 19-point lead.
And obviously the two girls that have started tonight in place of those girls, I would assume get significant minutes off the bench. They look very comfortable out here.
Yep.
I'd like to see right now the Cardinals take advantage of Terhark's matchup. She has a...
And Seaholm was fouled as she was making a move towards at least the free throw line. And the foul goes on Kolbeck, her second. Zeta Kolbeck, a 5'4 junior, who's their leading scorer with 9 points. And Seaholm to the line as the Cards in the bonus.
Yeah, like I was just mentioning, I'd like to see Terhark, if their matchup stays the same post up. She's got quite the mismatch inside.
Addie, a 75% free throw shooter, hits that one. She's got three. And the Cards to double digits, something we were hoping for.
Yeah, you definitely
and they got them both.
Want to get to double digits.
Well, you set little goals, micro goals, right, along the way.
And this is our thing. You know, I think we probably had 6 points in the last 2 minutes of, you know, the game, and then we went on a 10 minutes where we didn't score.
Right.
So we're capable, and we just got to do it in more consistent stretches.
Ridgeway's bounce pass knocked around. Cards come out of there with it. Marshfield turnover. They're human two. They're seventh. Seaholm now into the forecourt for the Cards, bringing it left to right.
Really nice defensively helping inside there for Heppner, and she was able to get the steal.
Like to see the confidence continue to grow for the Chi-High girls. Twyman on the outside to Chafee. Be great to see her get another three before halftime. Seaholm on the left baseline. Pull-up shot on the way. Soft touch, and it falls in for her. So Seaholm on a stretch here. She's got 6 points here, and it may be consecutively.
Yeah, really nice job, Addie, there. She took her time. Shot fake. The Marshfield defender left her feet, and she was able to dribble in for about the 8-foot jumper.
So the Cards now within 15 again at 28-13 in the final 40 seconds of this first half.
Can't tell. Looks like Marshfield might be content with getting the last shot of the half.
Final 30 seconds, and a travel is called on Ridgeway, actually. So Marshfield, again.
We will take that. I really thought Twyman was going to get called for the foul there, but we'll take the travel card.
We could talk about the 12 turnovers on Chi-High and the pain of that, but Marshfield does have 8. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have Marshfield down for 8 as well.
All right, so Chi-High, three-quarter court press here as they'll inbound it on the far side, Terhark. And the Cardinals trying to cut further into this 15-point Marshfield advantage. Chafee, open three, come on! Off the rim, no good. Rebound down to the Tigers, Ella Aller, the 5'10 junior, in off the bench.
That's an open look. You want Chafee to take that shot every time. Seaholm found her in, you know, after she got out of the corner, and you just need a couple more of those to drop.
Would have been nice to get the score to 16 and cut the deficit to 12, but not to be. Final 5 seconds, Marshfield, one last shot. Left baseline drive put up, no good. Missed shot, and that's going to do it. The miss by Gracie Ridgeway off the bench. Our score at halftime, Marshfield 28 and Chi-High 13. We're back in 3 minutes with our halftime here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wiirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wiirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wiirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mark Halverson, Janelle Seaholm, halftime as the Chi girls trail Marshfield 28-13. It was an early 2-0 Marshfield lead. The Cards on Sarah Chafee's lone three-pointer of the first half grabbed a lead for a while at 3-2, but then Marshfield went on a 16-0 run, grabbing an 18-3 lead. The Cards able to then finally break that, and we work our way to halftime, 28-13. They've led by as many as 19. It's 15 right now.
Yeah, and if you look at the score, it was 18-3 after we went really cold, and now it's 28-13. So it's tied. It's 10-10. So those are those situations that we've talked about where not going in those scoring droughts, and a little kind of just like side stat I've been keeping tonight is Chi High has six what I would call just kind of 2-foot baskets that we've missed. Not that they're wide open layups, but just we're getting to the lane, getting to the rim, not getting fouled. And, you know, if you look at even half of those baskets drop, you know, for another 6 points, it's a totally different game. You get them all, it's 28-25. So those are those little things that you just, you know, against a good team you can't afford, really against anybody you can't afford to, but against a really good team, those are the ones you need to get to drop.
First half scoring from Marshfield, Gracie Ridgeway with two. Zeta Kolbeck, she is their second leading scorer at 9 a game. She has 11 in the first half. I thought it was bad, and then went over and checked with Tim Peterson. I thought she had 9. She had 11. So, again, she is their leading scorer. 2 for Kaylee Sharon, 2 for Haley Klum. Only 3 for Ashley Grankervitz. Look out for her in the second half. She averages 15 a game to lead them, a 5'11 senior, and 8 points for Emma Ridgeway, a 5'10 junior. We've talked about it a lot throughout the broadcast. Their third and fourth leading scorers not in the lineup, both 5'11 seniors, Rayella Schuler and Ayanna Busum, both not in the lineup tonight. Meanwhile, for Chi High, Addie Seaholm leads the way with 6 points, 3 for Chafee, 2 for Jillian Wick, a couple of free throws for Roz Twyman. That's Chi High's 13. Again, you know, even coming into this game tonight, I mean, you look at it, Marshfield averaging close to 57 a game, Chi High averaging 38 a game. So that's in terms of the offensive output they're used to.
Right. Well, and that, especially for Marshfield, you can almost defensively, not that you want to give up 30.5, but it's not terrible, right? So if you look at we've given up 28, that's not terrible. You want to score more than 13. And so, you know, what did you say our average was?
38 or so, yeah.
You know, 38 a game. So, you know, we need to be closer to 20 at halftime.
Yeah.
To get, you know, above 40. And anytime you're below that, you're just... I think it's mentally exhausting. Not that nobody wants to be down 15, but even if the score right now was, you know, 35-20, there's just some of those scores that don't feel as bad. And
sure.
You know, barely getting into double digits is really frustrating.
Developing that offensive confidence. All right, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Triple Falls. Let's get you some of the highlights from the first half. The Tigers and Twyman on the far side. Hands it off in the backcourt to Turhark, the sophomore, across the timeline on top to Chafee. Chafee, three-pointer, on the money, and the Cardinals lead it 3-2. Again, after that particular three-pointer from Chafee, it was a long time until we had another Cardinal highlight, but we found this one. Wick's going to drive into the lane, puts up a little hook shot for two, and Wick gets the Cards off the 16-0 string. Nice hook by Jillian Wick there, and let's grab another Chi-High highlight. It's from Chafee to Seaholm. Seaholm into the paint. She's going to put one up. Left hand got it to go. Like to see the confidence continue to grow for the Chi High girls. Twyman on the outside to Chafee. Be great to see her get another three before halftime. Seaholm on the left baseline. Pull-up shot on the way. Soft touch, and it falls in for her. So Seaholm on a stretch here. She's got 6 points here, and it may be consecutively. And so that takes us to halftime. And Chi High trailing 28-13. So, you know, kind of a micro goal. We talked about getting to double digits. How about trying to cut this lead down to single digits itself?
Yeah, I think those are some things that you talk about, you know, at halftime right now. I think, what is it? We play an 18-minute half. So, you know, at maybe the 10-minute mark to have it under 10, call, you know, be able to go for it and make a run. And I think, you know, the other thing is, as we did start to pick up the intensity on the defensive end, Marshfield only had 3 turnovers well into the first half, and I have them down now for 8 or 9. So
yeah,
our defensive intensity did pick up, and,
right,
and hopefully that can continue.
Yeah, I got 8 for Marshfield, 12 for Chahai. Hey, Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Service Master, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. We'll send it back to Greg Stewart for a 2-minute timeout. Come back with the second half of basketball in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, 28-13 as the second half gets going here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. And Chahai Ball to start the second half. Mark Halverson and Janelle Seaholm with the call. Courtside here at the Birdcage at Chippewa Falls High School. Very busy sports week. We'll run through that WOGO Sports calendar for you as the ball out of bounds. Chahai will keep it 17-45 to go. Cardinals going to try to clinch the title in hockey outright tomorrow night. The boys, 6:40, the pregame with Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik here on WOGO Sports. On the outside, Terhark shot, free throw line extended, a little bit short. Rebound out of there, Grankervitz.
Chahai likes that new inbound play, getting Terhark the ball for that 10-12-foot jumper, just unable to connect.
Yep. And now Marshfield, the drive and the shot put up no good by Kolbeck. And grappling for the rebound, and it's going to be...
jump ball.
Yeah. Marshfield got the arrow, though, so 17:28 to go in this second half. Inbounds pass, and the shot missed, and Terhark with the rebound.
We will take that because that was an easy 2-foot shot. Marshfield didn't miss many of those in the first half.
Haley Klum, the 5'9 sophomore.
We got mixed up defensively on that out-of-bounds play. Thankfully, she was
right,
not able to connect.
Seaholm driving, kicks it out to Chafee. Chafee left baseline, takes it in, overshoots the hoop, and the rebound down to the Tigers, Haley Klum, to the other end. Takes it, posting, misses, air ball, follow up, and Grankervitz is going to bank it in for 2.
Terhark with another nice block there, but it ended up right in the hands of the Marshfield player for an easy putback.
So a 30-13 Marshfield lead now as the Cardinals into the forecourt. Chafee picks up her dribble. Defender on her. Ridgeway Left side to Twyman. Twyman, they get the defender with the ball. Chafee shot left side, comes off the rim, no good. And out of bounds to Chippewa. They'll keep it. 16:32 left here in the second half.
Good hustle there by Seaholm. She wasn't able to come up with the board, but she was able to force it off the Marshfield player's hands.
Seaholm to inbound, as she typically does, underneath the basket on the far side. Chai going right to left in the second half. Twyman driving in, puts it up, off of the glass, no good. Back iron, no. Rebound down to Klum. Klum doing a good job on the board. She's got the last two defensive rebounds for Marshfield. Just a sophomore, and she almost traveled there.
I might have called her for it.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't see it
that
way.
Got away. And Marshfield perimeter passing now, and there's an errant pass, and it's going to be over and back. And so Marshfield with the turnover, their ninth. 16:02 left here in the second half. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check in the Check Law Office making you part of the team.
So about 2 minutes into the second half here, Chi High unable to get a basket so far. We've had two really good opportunities on inbounds plays, but unable to connect.
Right. And Chafee had a three-pointer early, but has not been able to get anything to go inside or outside since then. And tries to get a pass. There's the shot up. No good. Missed by Heppner.
Really good screen and roll. We got to be able to connect.
Yeah. Just the finishing. It's just kind of like in a carry called on Marshfield. So there's their 10th turnover. So opportunities, daylight being provided here, but the Cardinals need somebody to step up here offensively. The play design looked good.
Yeah, it was absolutely. Sarah came off the ball screen, found Heppner on the roll. I do think the Marshfield player got a little piece of it, but definitely, at least from a positive standpoint, good execution to start the second half.
But you can feel that lack of offensive confidence. I mean, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell. It's almost like, you know, we're shooting and hoping versus shooting
confidently. And Twyman's pass stolen away, racing in for the layup, and a good job by Mackenzie Holm, who had three fouls and sat much of the first half, the 5'5 junior, and now the lead back to 19, matching their biggest of the night for the Tigers.
And once Chai High's inbounded the ball on the press, it pretty much is a straight man-to-man, and as long as our ball handler can handle that pressure, we've been fine. I give credit to Marshfield on the actual inbounds.
Twyman to Seaholm down low. She's going to take it all the way in, and oh, it just didn't go for her. And, you know, she had that good stretch near the end of the half. I was wanting her to take some more shots. So, and willing to get around the basket, but it just didn't fall. And then the...
You can hear Coach Bestel say we got to finish those shots.
Traveling violation against Marshfield. So Marshfield building up the turnover. So that's three in the second half in 3 minutes. Cards against the full court press of the Tigers. Seaholm in the backcourt now for Chippewa. Chai has not scored in the second half. So, again, that is hanging over them at the moment, more than 3 minutes of play. Seaholm spin move into the lane. Gets it right side to Heppner. Heppner had trouble with it. Then the ball squirts out to Seaholm. Chafee for three off the front iron. It just didn't fall
just
for
just can't get it to go. Oh, you know.
That was closer than a lot of them for a while. Grankovic ahead on the break. The Ridgeway puts it in.
And that's the hard part is it's so defeating right now as a Cardinal to get four or five really good offensive possessions in a row. We've gotten really good looks, can't get it to fall. And then defensively, we're just giving up easy buckets.
Yep. And so clock inching toward 14 minutes left here in this second half. And Marshfield on a 6-0 run. And, again, it hasn't been seamless. They've had turnovers. But the ball handler tied up, but Shahai is going to keep the ball with 14:02 left as Twyman will take a seat, as will Heppner.
Hard to explain, but sometimes we're actually dribbling too close to the defense. We need to get by. We're getting by our girl, and instead of kicking out to the open shooter, we're getting too close to the next defender who's tying up the ball. Then
Wick just checked into the game, but she couldn't handle the inbounds pass, and so the Cardinals. I have it as just their first turnover of the second half, if you can believe it. I mean, they've had missed shots and things, but maybe I missed one.
I might have first or second. Either way, we'll go with first. That sounds better.
I guess that's second. We'll go to the second. All right, there's the inside Grankovic, and she's starting to catch it now. And remember, she averages 15 a game. I said, look out for her. She's up to 7 now.
Well, and you could tell in the first half, even though she wasn't scoring, she does so much for them.
She's
and she
the
just,
leader.
Yeah, and she was really good passing the ball. She had several assists in the first half, and she just draws the defender to them.
Bergerson into the game, the 5'8 sophomore. Her pass for Wick stolen away. Marshfield.
Excellent
pass.
The
other end, and good passing and teamwork. And then Natalie Kantz is able to score that one And a timeout, a full minute timeout. 13:27 left in regulation. The Cards taken down in the chin, losing 38-13 to Marshfield. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. 38-13 is our score. And Marshfield on a 10-0 run here in the second half to build this lead of 15 at the half. We were wanting to get it down to single digits, but now it's ballooned up to 25. And down low, Wick gets two.
Really nice feed inside to Wick from Bergerson.
So there you go. That's the first one of the second half for the Cardinals. And at the other end, there's the shot up. No good by Grankovitz. And Marshfield, again, hustled to that offensive rebound. I think if you watch the tape of this, it's kind of a clinic on offensive rebound. The hustle, the scrappiness, the determination, the want to go after it.
Absolutely. You can see that they are disciplined to crash the boards hard.
Right.
And, you know, the more opportunities you give yourself, it tires out the defense.
You know, just the way it enhances your chances at victory, too. And there's the shot from Grankovitz, and she nailed that. Is that a three? It's a two.
Nope, just a two, but really nice. I like her shot.
Yeah, she has a good shot.
For a 5'11", you know, player, she's got a really smooth shot.
Into the forecourt, Wick. She muscles the pass over to Bergerson, who scores. And the Cardinals get their second hoop of the second half.
Reverse order there. That time it was Wick to Bergerson.
Yeah. So 40-17, and the ball thrown out of bounds by the Tigers for their 12th turnover.
Well, and it's one of the things you touched on earlier before that last timeout is you can just see that we're pressing kind of feeling,
yeah,
when you're going to shoot, and the difference between when, you know, you're up 20 and all of a sudden, you know, your shot's way more carefree and those ones tend to go in. And so Chi-High's got to find a way that even when they're down to shoot in a relaxed manner,
yeah,
so that they can get those shots to fall.
Chi works it down low, shot put up, no good by Wick on the right low post, and out of there with it. Here comes Grankovitz.
And that's a great example. The last time Wick had the ball, took her time inside. This time, another, you know, wide open bunny.
And I got
screened out. I'm not
Sharon,
sure.
I think it was
number five.
Yeah, Sharon. Kaylee
and
Sharon.
And you can just see Marshfield right now is having their way offensively.
Yep.
You know, we're getting tired, and a lot of their baskets are just coming easy.
High percentage shots as Twyman and Chafee about to check back. Air ball attempt from the right side from Wick, I believe it was. And the Cardinals get the rebound.
Yeah, two good hustles there.
Penetrating into the paint, got the basket.
Two good hustles. Seaholm saved it out of bounds, and then another person saved it out of bounds to get Bergerson the basket.
42-19. It wasn't pretty, but they got it.
Chi-High is going to stay man-to-man defense, obviously, at this point of the game.
Grankovitz driving on Seaholm and draws the double team and a whistle and a foul as Heppner helping her out with 10:53 left here in the second half.
Heppner did try and help, but the foul still went on Seaholm.
Yep.
She just got a little close, and that's a tough thing about when you play these top kids who tend to be a team's leading scorer.
Yep.
Not only can they shoot it from the outside, but they can take it off the dribble.
Grankovitz, a 69% free throw shooter. I think I'm going to tell you, though, when I give you the free throw shooting numbers, for Marshfield, that's not their strong suit. I saw it in terms of their team numbers.
Sure.
That overall as a team, they shoot 59%. Opponents shoot 69%.
Sure.
So,
well, that's definitely an area.
They lost to Stevens Point, but they won the area.
Yeah, that's definitely something they're going to want to clean up before the playoffs.
So one free throw for Grankovic after missing the other. And a 43-19 game. Chafee back in. Gets it to Seaholm down low. Spin move. Got it to go.
And that's exactly what we talked about. You notice Chafee pulled up, and she passed it sooner before drawing into the defense, and it created a bucket. Really nice assist there by Sarah.
Nice. And all of a sudden, they've been such a dry spell at the start of the second half. But, several baskets here getting it going. And there's the shot. No good by Mackenzie Holm, but another long rebound for Marshfield. And Grankovic, three-pointer, and she does have good form. It's just, boy, when you see good form, it's just nice to watch you want to have the basketball camp and say, okay, everybody, look at this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just see she's smooth with it and comfortable. Yeah.
And Seaholm driving and a foul on the left baseline with 10:08 left here in the half. As Cardinals, 43-21, had been down by 25, cutting it to 22 here. Deflected pass. No, I heard Coach Doc Rivers of the Bucks, the new head coach, say something that caught my attention the other day. Of course, they talked about the defense is what he's been brought in partly. But
there's defense in the NBA?
He said that the Bucks defense is way too quiet. And he said, I've never seen a good defense that's quiet. I thought that was
okay.
a good comment.
Yeah, interesting. No, but that is absolutely true, right? You want to make sure that, you know, the offense always knows where you are, whether you're, you know, deny, pressure, help side, and making that difference. So, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And Seaholm, the inbound for the Cards now, 9:58 to go.
See if they watch here for Terhark over the top. Nope, this time they're going with the ball screen from out of bounds.
Twyman, head down. She's going to drive in the lane. Puts the shot up off the back iron. Got it to go.
Again, successful out of bounds play for the Cardinals. That's been one of their strengths tonight.
Yeah, and they've cut the lead to 20 now as Twyman putting that head down and taking it in.
Grankovic with the answer right away. She's going to be tough to stop. I'm sure she can go both ways, but I'd like to see them force her left just to see so it's not so easy. She's having her way with her right hand.
And Seaholm into the forecourt, picking up the dribble. A pass intended for Chafee, knocked away and stolen by Haley Klum. And a whistle and a foul right afterwards as the Cardinals commit their 15th turnover with 9:25 left here in the second
and
half.
And that
goes on Seaholm, her third.
Yeah, that was her third personal. And the turnover there on Addie, I just mentioned a while ago that, hey, let's go back door. Chafee went back door. She needed to bounce past it instead of try and pass it over the arms.
Uh-huh. That's what I like doing the broadcast with you. It's like it's a class on basketball. So, anyhow, ticking towards the midway point of this second half, 45-23, Chahai trailing by 22 as Grankovic now starting to take charge and gets another hoop driving. And again, maybe she had 3 points at halftime, but she's got 11 in the second half.
She's definitely got it going here in the second half.
Card struggled to get in against the pressure. As Marshfield ups the lead back to 24 again.
Yeah, up to 24. I am curious how long. You know, I always wonder how long a coach is wanting to put on the full court press.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, just for the sake sometimes of giving your kids some rest.
Mm-hmm.
But they are committed to denying that inbound, that's for sure.
And the pass from Seaholm intended for Twyman got away, and it'll be Marshfield getting it back with 8:35 left here in the second half.
That's where you want to clean things up. That's back-to-back turnovers by Seaholm on the last two possessions.
Yeah. Inside of 8.5 now, and there's Marshfield. Turnover as Terhark comes away with it. And Chahai into the forecourt. Chafee
really nice pass by Sarah.
Down low, and it was a nice feed, but not able to get it up in time. Heppner, and it's muscled right away from her.
Right. I'm really surprised Claire didn't get the shot off there. But again, that comes down to just that confidence of just turn and shoot, because she was right under the basket.
And it kind of Heppner, one of those sophomores. And a steal by Seaholm at the other end for the Cardinals. And she gets it ahead to Chafee. Chafee on the outside, using her dribble to try to get some daylight between her and her defender. And then the ball swatted away by Ridgeway from Seaholm and out of bounds with 7:49 left here, second half. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO.
Unfortunately, another turnover there. It was a sideline out of bounds. They tried to get Chafee coming to the baseline, but she stepped out when she caught the ball.
All right, so Marshfield with it in the backcourt. Final 7:48 to go here in the second half. And Grankervitz, again, big second half with 11 points. So Marshfield's outscored Chi-High 19-10 in the second half, but they really did a lot of the damage in the early part of the half, as we talked about. When things
Marshfield did some damage, and we also just did damage to ourselves.
Right.
We had five good possessions where we had good looks and not able to connect. Two of them, which were, you know, pretty easy shots.
Yeah, it's, you get these long droughts. It's not good in farming or in basketball, right?
So, yeah, usually not good.
Final 7:15 of regulation. Now Marshfield with the ball and a 24-point lead, leading in 47-23. Three-point attempt from the far side hits just the backboard.
Wick
missed shot by
the board.
Haley Klum. And fighting for the ball, we've got the arrow going Marshfield's way as Twyman will check back for the Cards and Coach Bestel.
Twyman in for Seaholm.
Seaholm will take a break. Had 6 points in the first half and remains there. Inbounding the ball, Mackenzie Holm gets it in for Marshfield. Grankervitz is going to miss the shot, and Chi-High with the rebound. Jillian Wick in there now with Twyman in the backcourt. And up front, the Cards going with Cherhark and Reisinger.
Nice curl off that screen.
Wick. She gets it back out. Bergerson's shot on the way, air ball, and the rebound out of there to Grankervitz. So the Cards with a number of subs in the game now as... they're going to get it down the floor to number 12, Klum, for her first two of the second half.
That was just an unfortunate one. It went off the Chi-High defender's hands right back into the Marshfield players.
49-23, so that's their biggest lead of the night at 26. Inside at 6.5. Bergerson, left corner. She likes it. Little short. Hits the front iron.
Yeah, and you can obviously tell that her, Bergerson, and Wick have played together, you know, in youth basketball for several years.
And the missed shot by Ridgeway at the other end.
They called it for a travel. Yeah, they called it for a travel. But you can see that their chemistry on the court between the two of them, and they're both pretty quick. Bergerson does like that corner three. He'd like to see her to get one to drop.
And I think, you know, with her game, all these sophomores in here, right, for Chi-High, I mean, that's going to be her role. And, again, as that confidence comes, it's one thing to do it in practice. And
well, and it's another thing, too, right? We talked about that pressure to feel like we need to score. So you're coming in off the bench. You want to prove yourself. You want to be able to knock down some shots. And you just shoot it with just a little bit extra tense, you know, tense instead of relaxed.
Yeah, and I think that's where you think about the green banana, right? I mean, it's kind of growing and developing and your potential. The drive from Twyman all the way in, and she misses the shot. Rebound, Cards fighting for it. Terhark, Twyman out of there with it. And then a whistle and a Marshfield foul with 5:45 left in regulation as Haley Klum going to get her first personal.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that officially goes as a rebound for Terhark, but, you know, she did a good job there offensively trying to keep the possession alive for the Cardinals and fortunately was able to pick up the foul.
I'm a little surprised not even Jaffe is on the floor right now, but, again, getting some of these subs, some playing time for Chippewa Falls as Wick is out there. And battling for that one, and the arrow is pointing Chi-High's way. So the Cards will keep it.
Well, I think sometimes, too, you're just trying to find a scorer at times. Obviously, Seaholm and Chafee are, I believe, our leading two scorers are right up there. And so sometimes you're just trying to see if somebody else can come in and create a spark and honestly take a little pressure off of them at times to feel like they have to do so much.
And on the outside, they'll get it to Wick. And Wick's three-point attempt
muscles it.
No.
I was hoping it was going to get the glass. From our angle, I thought that was the only chance for it to go in.
Into the forecourt comes Marshfield. The Tigers, 5:15 now left here in the second half. And Marshfield up 49-23. Grankervitz takes the open shot. No good. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Wick out of there with it. Down the floor, she had opening. She'll shoot the three and hit it.
Yeah, so she brought it up the court like she was going to take it in. She pulled it back, and all the defenders went to the basket.
Nice job by Wick.
Ridgeway just on the opposite end, and I think this is many times that we've said that. We get a bucket, and then it's just really quick back to the other end for an easy two.
And so just like that, as Chi-High had briefly cut it down. We get a break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The final 5 minutes of this one, Shahi basketball, the Lady Cards trailing at 51-26 to visiting Marshfield. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin with the call. The drive.
We were having some extra pump-up music. We were just trying to get something going.
And Twyman losing it on the penetration for Chippewa Falls. And Nicolet Bank, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley at any time at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
I have us for 19 turnovers on the game. Is that, are you similar?
I have us for 19 as well.
Okay. I'm trying to keep track individually, so.
Yeah, okay. Final 4:14 of this second half, 51-26 Marshfield lead as they've got the basketball. The orange and black of Marshfield, they won the JV game 47-33 earlier. And a deliberate possession and a steal by Twyman. Good job by her. Racing down to the other end, picks up her dribble, and then gets it out to Wick. Wick fates, drives, 15-footer. Well, I would like to see that go for her because she had a nice fake to get free.
But she did have a nice fake. I also would have liked to see her have her eyes up. She had a teammate open underneath.
And, a whistle and a foul. And going to the line is Gracie Ridgeway. Haven't had a lot of fouls. It's been a pretty quick second half.
Yeah, actually, it's been pretty clean by both teams, which is nice to see.
Bergerson, first personal. Only the third team foul on the Cards. Two on Marshfield, so only five fouls in the second half.
Chippewa has a couple of subs checking into the game. This Coach Bestel's going a little deeper in her bench.
Jim is as quiet as a library here, so okay.
Yeah, it's hard. It's been tough for our home games this year, right? They just don't always have the ability to get the crowd into the game, so to speak.
Yeah, 52-26. And the next one from Ridgeway is good. 53-26. So for Chippewa Falls, Willa Reisinger, the 5'11 sophomore, inbounding in the backcourt, gets it to Bergerson. Bergerson and Twyman in the backcourt. And up front now for the Cardinals, you got Joy Bainan, the 5'7 sophomore. And also number 32, Macy Goki, the 5'10
sophomore. Nice turnaround jumper there for Macy.
She made one the other night. Ball out of bounds. Cards will keep it. There's a lot of saw again, counting this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No seniors, but there's eight sophomores.
Some of them, some of them are bubble kids where they play JV and they're able to be eligible to suit up for at least one half of the varsity game and get some experience. So,
and driving to the basket, Joy Bainan, and a whistle and a foul on.
They must have heard you say they hadn't been blowing the whistle. It was a quiet game because now we've had three in the last minute.
Well, it comes in stretches, I guess.
As our scoring does, right? Both.
Yeah, right. Ella Aller with that foul. And there's the three-pointer that, again, Bergerson is capable of. And I tell you, in her career, I think she's going to be known as a corner three-point shooter.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the areas where most players do not like to shoot from. So if you can become a corner baseline three shooter, that can really open up your game.
And Marshfield turns it over. Their 17th. Cardinals into the forecourt now. Final 3 minutes of this one, 53-29. Chippewa down by 24. Inside pass, they work it left side. Goki, and she'll miss the shot.
Reisinger with a nice rebound.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is...
Whistle and a foul.
We have Marshfield down for unofficially 17 turnovers. We have Chihai down for 19. Pretty equal.
Right.
But you can see how many more offensive possessions Marshfield had by getting the O boards.
Yep.
And just...
And higher percentage. And they were making those shots.
Yeah, and I really would love to see that chart on that because, it probably isn't a ton of
difference. Bergerson, another corner three from the other side. No good. And the rebound down to the Tigers.
Just a matter of just better execution.
Natalie Kantz, and now into the forecourt. The Tigers with some of their bench. Emma Delaney, a 5'4 senior. Shot up. No good. Missed that time from Gracie Ridgeway. Push foul with 2:37 to go. And it goes on Roz Twyman for the Cards. Hearst, or Is it maybe it's 10 on Marshfield? I thought it was on Chippewa, but okay, so that's on Natalie Kantz, her first. And I'll tell you, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in and find out more and apply online at where'sgala.com. And there's the Marshfield Steel. And a whistle.
That's just a frustration foul there for Twyman. She turned the ball over and then came down trying too aggressively to get it back.
How do you teach that to your coach and your son's, eighth grade team now? The idea of you make a mistake, don't make a second one.
Yeah, it's a conversation we have a lot in our household because early on in the season, Addie was doing that from a standpoint of she would miss a two-foot shot and then the other team would get the rebound and then you try so hard to get it back because you missed your two-foot shot.
Right.
You just have to talk to your players about how that hurts you in the long run.
You have to forgive yourself right away, right?
Right, yeah. The 1 out of 10 times you get the ball there, the 9 out of 10 times you get the foul.
Right, right. So why do that, right?
I mean, and it's just a matter of being disciplined, and understanding, okay, I just turned it over, the best thing I need to do, and I appreciate the hustle by Roz, trying to get back on defense, but then...
Right.
It's just...
I'm not trying to beat up that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. No, not at all. It's just the idea of you're not going to get it all back in 10 seconds. And so getting back on defense and doing the right thing, and it was a conversation, and I am proud of Addie because she has stopped doing that after we had that conversation about how, it ultimately hurts your team in the long run, especially if in the first half you get two fouls, you're going to be sitting.
Cards have... They came away after a tie-up. They got the ball away from Marshfield. Marshfield's 18th turnover, and then Tigers commit a foul with 1:57 to go. And that is on Kylie Loffenberg, a 5'7 sophomore. So some new faces in for the Cards. Callie Hunt, a 5'8 sophomore. Do you know if it's Callie or?
It is Callie, yes, Callie.
Okay. Got it. All right, and losing the basketball, Bainin on the drive, and it'll stay Cardinal basketball with 1:52 left.
Well, and this is where you just want to, see your players off the bench, execute a couple of plays here down the stretch, see if you can't get somebody a little bucket.
Right. Bergerson in that deep left corner would love to see her confidence continue to grow. She drives lane and makes it. And there you go. Now Bergerson saying, hey, Halverson, I'm not just an outside shooter. I can drive. That was beautiful.
Yeah, really nice take and a little jump hook in at the end. And, again, the idea that she was able to finish under control is awesome.
All right. And Delaney Varsho missing the outside shot, the lefty. But Marshfield getting the rebound, and there's another open shot that's going to go for Emma Delaney. And that's a three for Emma Delaney, a 5'4 senior.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how many minutes she gets, but you could see the bench pretty excited when she hit that three. So always fun when you get your chance to come in there and try and make a bucket.
For sure, 56-31. And there's a loose ball on the floor as the tie-up in Chippewa again. Some players, Josephine Burich.
Yeah,
6'1" junior.
Josie started basketball, I don't want to say late, but considering she didn't play until I think maybe 7th grade, 6th grade.
Yeah.
Not that that's super late, but really nice kid, fun kid. Would love to see her get inside and get a bucket there.
She's 6'1", too.
She has been really tall for a long time, I can tell you that. I bet as a 7th grader, she was almost 6 feet.
Mm. Yeah, and she gets the rebound off the missed shot by Marshfield. Final 53 seconds of this one. The Cards trailing at 56-31. Bergerson into the forecourt, gets it far side off to Hunt. Back to Bergerson. She's had that corner three and a nice drive last time, and then Marshfield with the steal. Yes, we're still counting turnovers, number 21. Into the forecourt, Tigers, there's the left-handed three-point attempt, air ball by Delaney Varsho. Another offensive rebound for the Tigers, and Varsho's not afraid to shoot. She'll
She's
miss another one.
It.
And whistle and a foul as Emma Delaney gets fouled for Marshfield. The 24.7 seconds to go.
Well, I know the audience can't see, but I'm going to show you a picture of Addie and Josie when they are in sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
So Josie was...
Yeah, she's always been tall.
So Addie's trying to catch her, which she won't. But, yeah, she's always been a tall player.
And the ball rattles out of there for our free throw shooter. And trying to get her number behind her ponytail. Yeah, number 10. Emma Delaney. Okay, she missed it.
13, number 13.
Hit the second one. All right, Delaney hits the second one. Final 24 seconds here. Joy Bainin, a sophomore, into the forecourt, racing down the floor into the left corner. Looks around, has her pass deflected. And she muscles it.
Jump ball. One more jump ball for tonight.
Yep. Final 14 seconds.
Sideline out of bounds here for the Cardinals. They like to usually set a screen for somebody coming along the baseline, see if maybe Bainin can hit a shot.
And they'll look to get it inbound, and they get it to Bergerson. Bergerson driving on the left baseline, kicks it to the left corner to Bainan. Bainan, that clock running down now. Get one last shot, and the pass is thrown over Burrich's head with 3.6 seconds.
I like how hard Josie's working inside, trying to post up. Just making the best of those minutes.
Sure. And that'll do it. 2-1, our final score. Marshfield wins it 57-31. Stick around for the post-class post-game show. Coach Bestel, the stats, the highlights, it's all ahead here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Time now for the Post-Glass post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls is a free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post-Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Becca Bestel joins us now in the Post-Glass post-game show. Chahai falling in this one, 57-31. Coach, yeah, I mean, there were some good stretches where you're pretty even, but those droughts just burn you.
Yeah, I mean, missed layups hurt us in both halves. I mean, I think we missed our first, I don't know, six shots in the second half. We missed probably four of our first eight in the first half, and a lot of those were layups. They were close to the rim, and so that kind of stuff kills you. And then our three-point shot wasn't as on as it has been. And so, I mean, though that combination doesn't help us on offense, I thought we did some good things defensively tonight, especially in the first half. Really, they hit a couple threes, and they scored in our when we turned it over in transition. But otherwise, I thought our half-court defense was pretty solid, especially in the first half.
I think the offensive rebounds is not a stat you're going to want to see, right?
No.
They had a lot of them. And they're an aggressive team. I mean, they really, right, they bring it at you with the full court press, and then they're trying to train to really go after those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's been an issue for us quite a bit recently is boarding. I mean, we've been working on it, and we're just not there yet. We're
You started off doing it, but then it kind of faded.
We need to continue to do that the entire game. And we've been working on it in practice, but it's just not there yet in games.
You know, the turnovers, I mean, this is unofficial, but, 22 to 18, I mean, I felt like it wasn't as lopsided, you know, at one point. And so that's where you get it down to, you know, the percentage shots they were getting, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and then
agreed.
Those second and third chances.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, defensively, we did a lot of really good things. We need to finish our defensive possessions. We need to finish our offensive possessions. We get a layup, we need to finish it. We get an open three-point shot, we need to shoot a higher percentage. And so, I mean, it seems really simple, but that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, well, from here, after this contest, what's up next?
Well, we got Menominee on Thursday. Great team in our conference. They're coming in here. And they're going to put a heck of a press on us. So we're going to get some practice, more practice.
Another tough game.
Press. Yep.
And we'll see you for the New Richmond game on Saturday.
Yep. And Saturday should be, we go over there. It's an early afternoon game. And so we're excited about that game, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, take a breath, pick up the pieces, and go forward. All right.
That's the goal. That's what we're doing every day.
Tapping the maple. All the best to your husband. Tapping that maple syrup already.
Yeah, we did that this weekend.
March came early.
Crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, 6 weeks earlier than normal. So
you guys
We'll be boiling this weekend.
There we go. All right. Enjoy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Head coach Becca Bestel and one of the terrific teachers at Chi High and the head basketball coach for the Lady Cards. We'll take another time out, come back with the stats, the highlights, and the WOGO sports calendar all ahead here on the Post-Class Postgame Show on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
All right, post-class, post-game show, WOGO. Some of the scoring in the second half, again, Marshfield led 28-13, and they built that lead up even bigger in the second half before the Cardinals kind of got off the snide. Scoring-wise, led it by 38-13. They scored the first 10 of the second half and then didn't look back on their way to the 57-31 win. Unofficially, Mackenzie Holm with 2-4 for Gracie Ridgeway, 11 for Zeta Kolbeck, 4 for Kaylee Sharon, 2 for Natalie Kantz, 4 for Haley Klum, 4 for Emma Delaney, and then Ashley Grankervitz turning it up in the second half with 11 to finish with 14 on the night, and also Emma Ridgeway finishing with 12 for Marshfield. Again, that's unofficially. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls, I don't know that this adds up perfectly, but they've got Olivia Bergerson with seven on the night, Jillian Wick with five, Chafee with eight, 4 points for Roz Twyman, eight for Addie Seaholm in this one here this evening. I think I misspoke at some point late in the second half when I'd said that Seaholm hadn't scored in the second half. She did get a hoop there. Meanwhile, turnovers, again, I mentioned it to the coach. We had unofficially Marshfield with 18 and Chahai with 22 on the night. Some of the highlights from this contest here this evening. Some of the second half highlights we'll bring you right now here on the broadcast, as we had the first half highlights earlier. And so let's get to some of the second half highlights for the Cardinals in this contest, which didn't happen right out of the gate, but did happen eventually in the second half. The forecourt Wick, she muscles a pass over to Bergerson, who scores. And the Cardinals get their second hoop of the second half. Chafee back in. Gets it to Seaholm down low. Spin move. Got it to go.
And that's exactly what we talked about. You notice Chafee pulled up, and she passed it sooner before drawing into the defense, and it created a bucket. Really nice. Nope, this time they're going with the ball screen from out of bounds.
Twyman head down. She's going to drive in the lane. Puts the shot up off the back iron. Got it to go. And one more highlight for the Cards from this contest here this evening from the second half. Down the floor, she had opening. She'll shoot the three and hit it.
Yeah, so she brought it up the court like she was going to take
right.
it in. She pulled it back, and all the defenders went to the basket.
Nice job by Wick. Jillian Wick there with that particular hoop. There were some others there in the second half, but those are some of the highlights. Moving it along here because they're turning the lights down and kind of giving me the nonverbals like wrap it up. So anyhow, there you get the idea, 57-31, our score as Marshfield comes out on top. They won the JV game 47-33. On our way out, though, we check the WOGO sports calendar. Another busy week unfolding. We kick it off here with this Chi-High girls basketball. But then tomorrow, boys hockey, New Richmond at Chi-High, 6:40 the pregame. Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik as the Cards look to wrap the Big Rivers Conference title outright. They've clinched at least a share of it. First time since 89, riding a really hot streak right now, the number one seed in the state and in the upcoming tournament. Meanwhile, the McDonald girls on Thursday night, always good. The Mac girls at Regis, you know that's going to be a great one with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. 6:55 pregame here on WOGO Sports. Then, boys, the Cardinals back at it at Menominee on Friday night. We've got it for you, a 6:55 pregame. And then on Saturday afternoon, it's a 2:30 game time and a 2:10 pregame. So we'll have to change that, I think, at wogo.com. We may have it listed as a night game. It is an afternoon game. So we'll make that correction as well. Chippewa Falls girls at New Richmond for you on Saturday afternoon. Again, our thanks to Janelle Soplin for joining me on the color analysis. Always great to work with her. And thanks to Greg Stewart managing the controls at our WOGO studio. Thanks so much to the Cardinal TV crew who made the broadcast possible as well. Chi-Hi fought hard, continued to learn and grow, but continued efforts along the way, as they'll have Menominee in here on Thursday, and we'll have the New Richmond game for you on Saturday. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Talk with you tomorrow morning as well here with the news, sports, and weather during the Hugh Hewitt Show here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.